afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 11th, 2017. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your head? Lord, we come before you one more time. We ask that you give this court your divine wisdom. Not only that, each and every elected official, but if you don't mind, please give our citizens the strength to come back from harm, because we need it all. And Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that are away fighting wars for our country. These things we ask in Jesus Christ's name. And don't forget, there's a reason for this season.
Amen.
Please draw in the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a shorter agenda today, so we don't have as many people in the audience that we normally have, but we do. AGB has graciously, as they do every year, provided us with cake and refreshments out there, so we'll hope that y'all will take some time to stop and enjoy the cake following the proceedings today. We'll begin today's agenda with item under purchasing. Item A is to receive five bids for invitation to bid for Ford Park Arenas. Public address sound system for Jefferson County Phase 2. Item B is consider approval award execute receive file and acceptance of offer for Ford Park Arena public address sound system for Jefferson County Phase 2 with Sweet Southern Sound in the amount of $79,675. Item C is consider approve execute receive file and agreement with Lexus Nexus in Jefferson County for advanced website access subscription for County Court at Law Number 1 for 1 year, beginning March 1st, 2018 through February 28th, 2019, at a monthly cost of $69. Item D is consider approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for a rebid for a term contract for automated teller machine installation and operation for Jefferson County with Citywide ATM for a period of 60 days, extending the current contract expiration date from January 23rd, 2018 to March 24th, 2018. Item E is consider approve, execute, receive, and file an offer from Mr. Saeed Ali to purchase Jefferson County land located on Riverboat Road, known as the Precinct Number 2 Rock Yard, in response to an RFQ for commercial realtor brokerage services for land located on Riverboat Road. And item F is consider approve disposition of south property authorized by local government code section 263.1523. For broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on the item under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2017 budget transfer for general services for additional funding for the liability fund in the amount of $600,000. Item B, Bremer County Bill, check number 440915-441197. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodell, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve Jefferson County and host location for Texas Local Technical Assistance Program to hold the Heavy Equipment Expo Rodeo on January 18, 2018 at Ford Park parking lot at no cost to Jefferson County for our road and bridge precincts as well as employees from surrounding counties and cities. Item B is considered possibly approved resolution returning regular license plates used on exempt vehicles. Item B.
C.
This should be C that's marked B and D that's marked C. Item C is consider possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute a loan to artifact condition report for the Naval History and Heritage Command for the 40-millimeter gun mount displayed at the Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park. Item D is consider and possibly approve a property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Dow Chemical Company. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
By Commissioner Arnold, seconded by, who seconded?
Either one of the two.
Commissioner Weaver and Crawford, any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd just like to say a little bit about this equipment. Some of you may have, going to Commissioners Conference, maybe worked with the Texas Local Technical Assistance Program. They hold the flagging training and some other trainings. They put on this rodeo at no cost to Jefferson County. We basically just host the location, Kathleen, our county attorney has reviewed the request. Of course, all the employees would be on duty status when attending. The invites would go out to any precinct or city nearby that wanted to attend. And in a nutshell, it's basically they set up a course in a parking lot. Fred has worked with Claudio at Ford Park to make sure there was no conflicts in the date that they were proposing on doing this equipment training. And they'll set up a course out there, and our equipment operators go out there and they go through the course, and they're graded by TxDOT personnel that are on hand to be judges. And they give out some little prizes and feed them lunch, and they go into the safety of the equipment and so on and so forth. So just want to give a little background on that.
I think it's a good point, Commissioner, because it keeps the guys sharp on their skills, and that's a plus all around. Judge, I want to also say something, and that is to the Dow Chemical reps. Glad you guys are here. We thought it would be a little bit more, but we know Dow is a good friend and will be a community partner, and that's what's most important to this court. And as far as the farther down the road things to do, we appreciate you guys being here today.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under public health, item A is receive, file, and execute affiliation agreement between Jefferson County Lamar Institute of Technology for Education of Pharmacy Technician Students and the County Pharmacy. That motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Tindall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. That completes our regular agenda. Commissioners, anything y'all wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
No, I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad to see you here, Allison. We were talking before court. If you don't mind, I know we mailed out all of the voter registration cards. Give us the numbers on how many returns, because we might need to start checking that along with, because I talked to some constables over the weekend, and they're having to go to quite a bit of property owners that have houses been locked up for a while, and we need to get a feel for some things.
We've had thousands that have been returned, and a lot of them are temporarily away, as you know, that's what the post office put on there. And so because of the storm, that's been, you know, an added impediment to what we normally have. Now, we're used to getting a lot back, but we've gotten substantially more this time because of the storm. But we're on top of it, and we, you know, go through each one that's returned and have a procedure that we follow for the Secretary of State to be able to get those back into the hands of those voters. Okay. So if there's any question, if anybody's worried about it or wanting to make sure that they can vote, just have them call our office and we will do everything we can to make sure that happens.
Okay, good. Yeah. Do you have anything in place? Because I was away last night at a gospel singing and somebody asked me about that.
Well, actually we are gonna be doing some radio time from the county clerk's office to reach out to the mail voters to let them know that they do qualify for an absentee mail ballot if they are outside the county, where we can make sure that they get a mail ballot. We have beefed up our supply for the mail ballot to make sure that we have enough on hand to accommodate our voters that's outside the county at this time.
Thank you.
Do you have something else you wish to share?
Yeah, can I go ahead and give you an update on the hotel motel collection?
Yes, please.
You know that y'all voted, passed a resolution to allow me to use the code to be able to collect some of these monies. And initially we had 20 delinquent hotels and motels. We're down to to really, in effect, just one that's left. So we have less than $5,000 left to collect. And I appreciate the fact that y'all did that and you did a real service for the residents of Jefferson County that we were able to get these funds back to the county so that we can use them for the purposes that they are supposed to be used.
Well, looks like the news coverage accomplished some good.
Yes, yes. And I really want to thank David Ball with the Port Arthur News and KFDM who gave us extensive coverage to be able to convince these people that they needed to pay.
So you don't mess his name up like I did David Ball. I messed it up real bad one time, and I know it's David.
Well, he put us on the cover of the Port Arthur News, and our biggest offenders were in Port Arthur.
So hey, you know. You got me.
But it worked. So thank you.
Friday before last, the Texas VOAD volunteer organizations assisting in disaster came into Orange County, and there was a meeting held for Warren Hardin in Jefferson County. The VOAD officers are FEMA and Texas Department of Public Safety and Texas Division of Emergency Management personnel. Will probably be a necessity for us to have a workshop in the very near future. They believe that the foundations and trusts and charitable groups, as well as those that come into the community, want to deal with disaster recovery organizations. And their suggestion from the state level is that Orange, Jefferson, and Hardin County set up the volunteer recovery organization with one board, with each commissioner's court appointing the members of the board, and then have separate groups in each county that would, where they could get the grants from the foundations and coordinate the construction and recovery groups, as well as provide the grants administration function. We've already got one set up in Port Arthur with Help I'm Hurting that could act as the South County group. But what we're going to have a presentation on is that Judge McDaniels and Judge Carlton are asking that an individual well known around here in nonprofits be appointed, and I think y'all are going to need to look at that, and I'm going to want to share with you an email that I got after court that just came in an hour ago. But in any event, to make sure, since this will be something that will go on, I'll be going on for the next 5 to 6 years, that, and they are going to try to get some funding for the grants administration and administration of the program from the Austin Disaster Relief Network. There may be a necessity for the counties to kick in on this, and we'll need to discuss that. When you look at the FEMA numbers on the number of impacted houses, obviously Harris County dwarfs everybody else because they've got 682 from the county. But Jefferson County is second out of those 40 counties that are listed with 21,000 impacted homes in our county. Orange County is not too far behind. I think they're number 4 or 5 with 12,900, almost 13,000 homes, and then about 3,800 in Hardin County. So is everybody going to be here on the 18th?
Are they changing directions in the middle of the stream? Is that what I'm hearing?
Do we have any other disaster recovery group?
Well, what's the role of regional planning?
Well, I certainly want us to have a regional planning about it too beforehand. I think we're going to have, I'm believing that, although this has not yet been confirmed, but I am hopeful. You'll see the numbers I put before y'all from on the housing options and what's been done so far, which is not very much. I'm hopeful that sometime this week that we are going to get news that FEMA has consented to the Regional Planning Commission taking over the temporary disaster housing so that we can move more quickly. And I understand that Sean may be holding a meeting on Wednesday or Thursday. I'm still waiting to hear.
This week?
Yeah, I'm hopeful it's going to be this week. The reality is, and this is
our executive board and the judges of the three counties talking about FEMA's involvement with the plan.
The story, I'll be testifying before Senate committee on Wednesday, but my concern is that every year this commissioner's board enters into, before hurricane season starts, pre-disaster contract for debris removal and canteen services and monitoring and everything else that you can imagine that we need in the event of a disaster. We still, although there's been attempts at this, we still don't have a pre-disaster contract between FEMA and the several states that would allow a housing response, which would be much more expeditious. It seems that in the aftermath of every event, they're reinventing the wheel on how to respond, and we should be figuring those things out before disaster. And they should certainly have those contracts, at least for Texas, Florida, and California. Texas is number one for natural disasters, California is number two, and Florida is number three. So, you know, those three states should certainly have something in place before disaster happens. We're going to continue to work on that, and please continue to tell your state and federal legislators that needs to happen before the next disaster. Anything further we need to discuss without taking action? If not, then thank you for being here. We are adjourned.